Now, following on from the success of last year's South Kerry Jobs Fair, another one has been organised for this year, coming up next Thursday, March 2nd, at the Great Southern in Killarney between 10:30 in the morning and 1:30 p.m. And there are some 50 exhibitors with almost 1,000 jobs available. Well, this event is being organised by South Kerry Development Partnership in conjunction with Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. Well, first we're going to hear from the CEO of South Kerry Development Partnership, Noel Spillane. Noel, good evening. You're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Mary.
So the South Kerry Jobs Fair is coming up in Killarney on March 2nd. So I suppose it followed on from other events, other similar events that you've had before, but maybe will you talk to us about it? What exactly will be happening at it?
Yeah, and thanks very much, Mary, for the opportunity to come on and talk about the Jobs Fair. So, because you've noted there, it's happening on the 2nd of March at the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney. And the event has been organised by South Kerry Development Partnership in conjunction with the Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. It will run from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and it's open to all job seekers. So we so far we've about 50 exhibitors between employers and agencies who will be exhibiting on the day. For any agencies or employers still looking to exhibit, they have until close of business this Friday to come forward. We've publicised the event very, very widely on local media, and we've also been reaching out to new members of our community who've joined our communities over the past 12 months. So we've targeted a lot of the Ukrainian accommodation centres by putting up posters there to reach out to that community. And we're expecting a very strong response on the day. We've also worked very, very closely with local Link Kerry. So we've organised transport to the event. There's, I think, about 6 buses organised so far to ensure people can access the event. You know, we ran a similar event last year, in May of last year, and it proved to be very, very successful. So we're expecting a strong turnout on the day.
Yeah, last year you had about 1,000 jobs available from about 50 exhibitors and you had around 800 people attending. Would you expect around a similar number of jobs being available this year?
We would actually, Mary. And from like the contact with the exhibitors, we know that there's about 1,000 jobs on offer again and possibly more as some more exhibitors come forward. About 800 people attended last year, so we expect roughly the same, if not more, this year. There seems to be very, very strong interest on the event from both the exhibitors and from job seekers. So we expect that the numbers would be, you know, possibly even stronger than last year.
And what kind of sectors then would the jobs be available in?
There are all sorts of sectors, maybe from hospitality, healthcare, IT, finance, construction and manufacturing and retail. So there's a very broad range of sectors from the exhibitors with a lot of jobs on offer.
Mm-hmm. And so for anyone who is thinking of heading along to the event, you know, is there anything they need to do in advance? Do they need to register, bring a CV, that kind of thing?
No, they can turn up on the day, and if they can, to bring an up-to-date CV, but that shouldn't stop them. If they don't have an up-to-date CV, they're still welcome to come along on the day. So there's no registration required for job seekers. There is for the exhibitors. So they have to contact either ourselves or the Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce and say, look, there is a deadline of Friday close of business for exhibitors that still wish to exhibit at the event and want to come forward. So for the job seekers, no registration. They can come along on the day. And look, it's an opportunity for the Mary to meet with a wide variety of employers. And also, you know, there's going to be a good number of agencies in attendance on the day as well. So look, like the likes of ourselves, the likes of the Kerry Education and Training Board, Department of Social Protection, Citizens Information Service. So again, look, if the attendees have any queries that they want to address to those agencies, they can do so. So that they'll get lots of information in the day and they'll have the opportunity to meet with a very wide pool of potential employers and to do so in an informal setting. So it's a unique opportunity for them to engage with employers and, you know, perhaps then maybe have follow-up interviews if that's something that the employer and potential employee wish to do.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yeah. And you say there's around, you know, 1,000 jobs available again this year. And I know it's something we hear regularly that, you know, it's an employee's market. There's so many jobs and employers find it hard to fill those posts. So this is, I suppose, from an exhibitor point of view, from a business point of view, if you are someone that has positions and I suppose maybe you haven't registered just yet, it's an ideal chance because you're getting a lot of job seekers coming in to the one location. And I suppose it's your chance maybe to fill vacancies that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think every employer welcomes the opportunity to engage with, a wide pool of potential employees. And that's what the day affords. Like we are expecting a very, very strong attendance on it. We know that from kind of, initial context that we have. We've had, huge interest right across South Kerry. But we know from, look, the new members of our community as well, particularly the Ukrainian community, there's a strong interest in that community in securing employment opportunity. And we know, look, there are, skill shortages in certain sectors, particularly the tourism and hospitality sector. But look, this is an ideal opportunity, for the exhibitors to meet with a wide pool of potential employees. So I think it's a very, very valuable opportunity. And look, we've had a strong response from the exhibitors again this year.
And you mentioned there, if there is a business who would like to exhibit, who has job vacancies, it's by close of business this Friday. They need to register, but how can they do that? Who can they contact?
They can do so by contacting Joanne Griffin from South Kerry Development Partnership, and Joanne can be contacted by email jgriffin@skdp.net or on her mobile 0876152660. So they
Okay.
should contact Joanne Griffin from South Kerry Development Partnership.
Okay. And just a reminder again for people who would like to go along, say job seekers, the event, it's Thursday of next week, the 2nd of March at the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney. And is it on for a particular time?
Yeah, job seekers, it will start at 10:30 and it'll run till 1:30. So they can attend at any time period within that period. For our exhibitors, we are asking them to come earlier. So like exhibitor registration and setup will start at 9 a.m.
Okay. Just for exhibitors again, business people, jgriffin@skdp.net or call 0876152660. And for the job seekers then, the event is March 2nd, Thursday next week, the Great Southern Hotel, Killarney, between 10:30 and 1:30. Okay. Noel, well, look, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me and the very best of luck with the event.
Thanks very much, Mary.
Noel Spillander is CEO of South Kerry Development Partnership, talking to us about this jobs fair, which is happening this day week in Killarney, in the Great Southern Hotel, and it's being organised by South Kerry Development Partnership in conjunction with Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. And representing Killarney Chamber, we're going to hear now from the new senior executive, Bridget O'Keefe. Bridget, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Bridget, look, massive congratulations to you. You've recently been appointed and taken on the role of senior executive with Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. It's a new role. You might just talk to us maybe about what it involves.
Sure, it's a new role, and I'm absolutely delighted to be part of the Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce to oversee the day-to-day running of the chamber, working alongside the events manager on all the upcoming events that will be held in Killarney during the year, and obviously working closely with the executive team and with our members of the chamber, and bringing on some new members. So that's really the role at a very high level.
And Killarney Chamber, then, you're involved with South Kerry Development Partnership on their jobs fair, which they're holding on Thursday of next week, the 2nd of March, at the Great Southern in Killarney. And they're expecting around 1,000 jobs to be on offer at it. I know this kind of jobs fair has been run before, but I suppose it shows the amount of vacancies that are available here in the county. I know we're hearing the whole time it's an employee's market, but it shows that there are a lot of opportunities here in the county for people.
Absolutely, Mary. This year again, we have almost 50 exhibitors attending the jobs fair, and it's planned earlier this year, which I think is fantastic for the businesses. It's a unique opportunity to match the skills of local and incoming talent with the staff requirements from business owners. And it's great to have this opportunity to bring together those candidates from South Kerry region to support the growth ambition of these thriving businesses.
And I suppose it's a great opportunity for businesses, whatever sector you're in. You can be busy on a day-to-day basis, and it can be hard to maybe find the time to try and attract the right talent for a business. So an event like this is ideal, really, because you can go along and you can meet people who are looking for jobs.
Correct, Mary. And it's being supported by many different industry sectors, which gives a greater reach for job seekers and employers seeking new talent. So from hospitality to healthcare to fintech, just, you know, to mention a few.
And look, I suppose you're always going to have people out there who are maybe looking to move job, you know, whether it's staying in the same sector or move to a different sector. And of course, we have a lot of people who have moved to Kerry, particularly from Ukraine, who are looking for work as well. So there is expected to be a good crowd of job seekers attending the event as well. So hopefully there will be good uptake on the jobs that are on offer.
That's what we're expecting on the day, Mary. And looking ahead, we'll ensure that we've interpreters there to help with the Ukrainians so that there isn't going to be a language barrier. This is an opportunity, like I said earlier, for local as well as incoming talent.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, you know, it's being held this year at an earlier point. I think it was May previously. So I suppose it's good for businesses, maybe particularly in hospitality, that they're able to get to meet with job seekers and get them put in place before the season really kicks off.
That's correct, Mary. And, you know, it's not just hospitality. It's for all businesses as well. But I totally agree at this time of the year, it's important to get, you know, the right talent into your property, into your hotel, into your restaurant, into your bar, you know, ahead of the big event coming up would be St. Patrick's Day.
And Bridget, the event then, the South Kerry Jobs, you're running it, the Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce is running it in partnership with South Kerry Development Partnership.
That's correct. But we're delighted again this year to be supported by our two main sponsors, Red Chair and the Great Southern Hotel Killarney.
And that was Bridget O'Keefe there, Senior Executive of Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce, who has recently taken on that new role with the organisation, overseeing the day-to-day running of it. So just a reminder again there, this day next week, Thursday, March 2nd at the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m.